This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Tomorrow, join Ira Flatow on the next Science Friday for a discussion of Gulf War illness and a look at what precautions are being taken to prevent today's troops from becoming sick if there's a war. That's tomorrow on Talk of the Nation. We're going to change the topic now to an issue that's already the talk of the new baseball season. Major League teams are in Florida and Arizona for spring training. Among the off-the-field issues this year is the use of drugs and herbs. Teams have already begun testing for steroid use, which caused a stir in the White Sox clubhouse. The use of ephedra amongst players has also cast a shadow following the death of Orioles pitcher Steve Beckler, who was reported to have been using ephedra to help lose weight. This afternoon in Fort Lauderdale, medical examiner Dr. Joshua Perper held a news conference which released the toxicology report in the death of Baltimore Steve Beckler. Joining us now to talk about the press conference is Washington Post baseball writer Dave Scheinen. He's with us by phone from Fort Lauderdale. Good of you to be with us.
I appreciate it.
Was there ephedra in Beckler's system, or what did the medical examiner say?
He said there was, in fact, ephedra in his system. It was consistent with someone who had taken three tablets of the brand Xenadrin RFA1, which Beckler's friends and teammates had already informed the medical examiner that he was using at the time. So it was pretty clear, definitive evidence that Beckler was, in fact, using the ephedra.
Did the medical examiner say that this contributed to his death?
He did say that it contributed to the death. He couldn't say, in fact, that it caused the death or mathematically what percentage blame could be placed on the drug, because there were other significant factors, as Dr. Perper pointed out, that also contributed to the death. But he did say that the ephedra had a significant factor in the death.
The death was attributed to heat stroke, is that right?
That's correct,
yeah.
Yes.
Now, you've been covering this for a while. What had you heard about Beckler's ephedra use prior to his death?
You know, I hadn't heard anything about it prior to the death, because it's something that's, it's something that's kept pretty quiet among the players, although it's widely known that many players use it. And Beckler, in fact, did not really come on the radar screen of any of the media here so much, because he was considered a minor league player and was not going to make the major league team this spring. And so, you know, we, in all honesty, we didn't pay him very much attention at all until the collapse.
Has there been time enough for a response to today's news from the Orioles?
No, the Orioles are just wrapping up a game right now, and I imagine their general manager will be addressing it soon. But I would think that they would concur with the findings. In fact, you know, they have been helpful and straightforward in confirming, I guess, the use of ephedra and pointing out, of course, that they don't condone it. So.
Mm-hmm. This finding today, I don't think, is going to surprise anybody. Do you think it's going to change anything?
I do think it's going to change something. I do believe there's going to end up being a ban in baseball on the on ephedra. Whether the union's going to hold out until perhaps the FDA or Congress forces their hand by making it either illegal or adding it to the Section 3 list of prescription-only drugs. You know, I'm not sure which is going to happen. But, you know, the union is very strong, and it also takes civil liberties for the players very seriously and might not agree to a ban on the drug while it's still available over-the-counter to the general public. So it may not be over yet, this issue.
Dave Scheinen, I know you're running up against a deadline. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Dave Scheinen is a Washington Post baseball writer. He was with us by phone from Fort Lauderdale in Florida. Get on in the conversation. Are steroids and ephedra comparable? What stance do you think the players should take when it comes to performance-enhancing drugs? Are you concerned about the use of these substances in Major League Baseball? Call us at 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, and the email address is totn@npr.org. And joining us now is Sports Weekly's senior writer, Bob Nightingale. He's on the phone with us from Scottsdale, Arizona, where he's covering spring training. And Bob, good of you to come back on Talk of the Nation.
Thank you for having me.
How popular is ephedra with ballplayers?
Very popular. I mean, it's either ephedra or a derivative of that, or an illegal drug like amphetamines you can buy in Mexico or what have you.
Both of those things, some players would use them to lose weight. Others use them for stimulants before a game?
Most for a stimulant. I'd say about 60% of baseball players use it, and probably about 95% of the players that use it at one time or another. And guys are still using it today. I mean, I saw some guys taking Ephedra this morning.
Really?
So it's a they think it's okay as long as it's done right. And as unfortunate as the tragedy was with Steve Buckler, they believe he just simply overdosed on it and didn't do it right.
Mm-hmm. What is the union's position on this? You heard Dave Shinen talking there.
Union's position is it's not banned because it's legal to buy. You know, I bought some the other day just because all the players were talking about it, just to see what it said on the label. You got to be 21 years old to buy it. But, you know, anybody can buy it. Their stance is, if it's that dangerous, why hasn't the FDA banned this thing?
I think every other professional sport does ban its use, though.
No, they don't. Just football.
Just football.
Yeah, NBA players use it as well, and football players do use it just illegally. Because I think you can get it out of your system in 24 hours.
Now, steroids are another big issue in baseball this week. Tell us what happened with the Chicago White Sox there in Arizona.
The Chicago White Sox, they're one of the unique teams. They actually want a stiffer penalty, or at least this thing enforced with steroids, because not too many players on their team use it. And so what they did was simply refuse to take the drug test so that their result would be an automatic positive, almost like a DWI. You don't take a breath test, you know, you're pulled in. And union officials talked him out of it, particularly Gene Orza, said you can't do this.
I think we should explain that as part of the recent labor agreement, the union agreed for the first time to testing for steroids, but this was an announced test, so everybody knew it was coming in advance. And I think the deal is that if a certain percentage of players test positive in two announced tests this year and next, then there would be more rigorous testing thereafter?
Correct. You have to have 5% of Major League players have to test positive for the test to take effect next year.
So,
I mean, I can be on steroids only once this year. There's nothing they can do about it.
Yeah, so effectively, some of those players on the White Sox were saying, if we give you false positives, that'll drive up the numbers and push it over the 5%, we'll get real testing.
Yeah, exactly. The guys who are bothered by it the most are the guys who don't take steroids. Guys who were consistent 30 home run hitters before, all of a sudden now they're left back in the pack when guys are hitting 50, 60, and 70 homers.
And given the fact that they have this test coming up, and again, everybody knows it's coming up, has that changed behavior any, do you think?
We've seen a few big stars this spring look smaller than normal, and guys 15, 20 pounds lighter. And, you know, they can say what they want as far as weightlifting, but their faces are a lot smaller, their heads are smaller. Guys who use steroids and a few big sluggers do in the game, their hat size actually increases.
Their hat size increases.
2-3 sizes, because your head actually grows.
Any names that we would recognize?
the names of the top ones, and it's very widespread. Guys taking steroids. The key is doing it right. Some guys do it right; they don't get hurt. Some guys do it wrong, and they get hurt constantly.
A lot of people would say steroids are illegal unless you're prescribed by a doctor, right?
Yes, right. And the difference now is you see pitchers use it a lot more. You know, all of a sudden these guys are throwing 5, 6, 7 miles an hour faster than before. One pitcher that I know used to throw 5, 6 miles an hour faster just in 1 year, and he says he took it simply for a almost like fertility type drug. But all kinds of substances now have some kind of steroid in it.
We're speaking with Bob Nightingale, a senior writer for Sports Weekly magazine. He's at the spring training camps in Arizona. We were speaking earlier with Dave Shinen of the Washington Post, who's at the spring training camps in Florida, and this is about the use of ephedra and steroids in baseball. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And now let's get some listeners involved. Shane joins us on the line from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Neil. Yeah, I had a comment, not necessarily related to baseball, but with ephedra, I think maybe the health food industry somewhat should take some blame for the use of this product, only because I would say 3-4 years ago, I had read some health-promoting articles on ephedra, the benefits of studying, that it was a natural stimulant for the brain. So I used to take it for classes, thinking that perhaps I was helping myself out, and I started noticing the side effects. It felt like hypertension, lockjaw, and I just stopped taking it. And I don't know I just buy it at a natural food supplement place, GNC in particular.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm just wondering what the health food industry, you know, how it's kind of they're promoting it, I think.
Well, Bob Nightingale, have players described for you the effects that they get from ephedra?
Yes, very much like an upper, almost like you take about 15 cups of coffee, where you are a lot more alert. Guys say it enhances a workout where you can intake more oxygen. You know, suddenly you can run 2 miles instead of one. So it just gives you this almost a high feeling. And there's some players, a lot of players depend on it. It's a long baseball season. They say they need it just to be strong throughout the course of the season.
I don't think it's any great secret, Bob Nightingale, that years ago people used to take greenies, which were Dexedrine handed out by the team trainer.
Oh, sure. I mean, the ephedra is still handed out by team trainers, too, at a lot of places. Same type of effect. And the difference is this is legal where the greenies weren't.
Mm-hmm. All right, Shane, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Now, when we're getting onto the subject of steroids, that's a little bit more serious, Bob Nightingale. What is this union's position regarding that?
Well, I think their position was that steroid use isn't nearly as common as some players may have to be, maybe the public, because they don't believe it's 50-60% in baseball or 40-50%. But yet, so they're saying, okay, we'll go along with this 5% plan.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so weak where, you know, that it really baseball can't touch a player for 3 years as far as, giving out some kind of discipline or probation. So they think this thing's okay.
Let's go to Lori, and Lori's with us from Belle Fountain, Ohio.
Yes, thanks for taking my call, Neil.
Sure.
I'm a high school English teacher, and one of the things that bothers me so much about having the athletes in the public eye taking steroids or over-the-counter ephedra or anything like that is that the image that it gives to our high school athletes. They see it, the high school students see the pro players, the amateur players taking ephedra, and they see nothing wrong with it. And that gives them almost go-ahead or the permission that they can do the same thing.
Have you ever talked to kids about it?
Yeah, I have a first period class that I really get along with, and they were talking the other day about the diapers they're buying before they go to football camps this summer. And I said, well, are you guys being careful with what you're taking? Because, you know, what if there's stuff in there that they haven't tested to see what, you know, how it works and what it does to the body and the effects of it in the long run? And their response is, well, it's on the shelves. Isn't it okay? You know, they're selling it. It must be fine.
Hmm. Bob Nightingale, two questions, really, one of which is that idea of whether ball players want to admit it or not, they are role models for kids coming up.
Yeah, they are. You know, a lot don't like to hear that. You know, say, hey, your parents should be the role models. But, you know, they know kids are looking at them. And, they say just be smart about it. On the warnings of Xenadrine, it has the ephedra. It says you do not take more than two, and don't take any more than four in a day. You know, the reports that Steve Buckler took 9 in 18 hours. So it's almost a thing where you can OD on anything, you know, aspirin for that matter.
Lori, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
One final question, Bob Nightingale, and that's if you think that Steve Buckler's the findings about Steve Buckler's death, or if that's going to change anything.
I don't think so. It might change a few guys who took it regularly. Maybe they'll take it erratically now. But it's just too common in baseball. You know, I mean, they'll stir some of the stuff in the coffee. You know, there have been incidents you wonder about, you know, different drugs. I mean, when I don't know whether Roger Clemens was taking Xenadrine or what he was on that day when he threw the bat at Mike Piazza. But just when you had a glazed look in your eyes and throwing a bat and telling everybody else, well, I thought it was a ball at first. It doesn't make sense.
Hmm.
So you see a lot of things like this in baseball, where guys act very strange during a game and after a game.
Bob Nightingale, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bob Nightingale is a senior writer for Sports Weekly, and he was on the phone with us from Scottsdale, Arizona. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.